This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple, and I'm at the Senator John Hines History Center in Pittsburgh. I'm here to speak with Anne Matteros. She's the Museum Division Director, and I've asked her to talk with me about an exhibit of drawings of Pittsburgh's riverfronts by the artist Thornton Oakley. Anne, thanks for talking with me about the exhibit.
I'm so glad you're here today.
First off, who was Thornton Oakley?
Interesting story. He's born in Pittsburgh in 1881, comes from a well-to-do family. His father dies. And he and his mother moved to Philadelphia, and he attends the University of Pennsylvania, and there he studies with the noted illustrator Howard Pyle. But he's drawn back to Pittsburgh continually throughout his career.
We're kind of in a little, sort of a small alcove in the museum. It's a little bit dark, and there are six drawings, charcoal, mostly charcoal drawings.
Yep. In 1913, Oakley comes back to Pittsburgh in the summertime, and he spends 2 weeks here, sketching and preparing to create a show of drawings which premieres in Pittsburgh in January of 2014, so about 100 years ago.
Let's take a look at one of the drawings over here. This one's called The Point from Mount Washington. Could you just sort of describe what the scene is here?
You're a little bit up on Mount Washington, probably not completely at the top. It looks like you're sort of halfway up, and you're looking down at the river, and of course the riverfront at that point in Pittsburgh's history would have been just factories cheek to jowl all the way down along the river. Iron, steel, glass factories, the few that were still left in the city. And then you look across the river, very much the working river that Pittsburgh was at that time, so it's loaded with barges, kind of through a veil of smoke, through a bridge, and in the background you see this kind of white city rising in downtown, and it's a really wonderful juxtaposition of Pittsburgh's industrial past with its new kind of corporate future.
Mount Washington is a famous place in Pittsburgh where you can look out onto the city. You can see the three rivers, the Allegheny, the Monongahela, the Ohio, and there's a fountain there now, which is, you know, people take their prom photographs and wedding photographs there. It's usually, these days, not so cloudy and smoky.
That's one of the beauties of the work that you'll see here is his rendering of smoke and light and the interplay between them and the sense of a city kind of poised for change, that these man-made kind of miracles of architecture are coexisting with these natural resources that really define our city today, the rivers and the coal that fueled these furnaces. His paintings are really about sort of what man has wrought on the landscape and the interplay between them, and almost in many sense an homage to man as actor on the environment. So he doesn't see the smoke and the what some would say the ugliness of industry as a negative.
I was going to say there's something kind of almost a romantic quality about the smoke. They almost look like they're, I don't think they are glittering, but they almost look like they have like a little bit of a sheen to them. There's a little quote under here that's from Oakley that says, "I became aware of the light and the bridges, the boats, the furnaces appeared transfigured to loom in splendor, while the waters of the river, reflecting the midday sun, flashed as though the stream were flowing jewels."
That was probably all the industrial waste that was in the rivers, really, the chemicals flashing. But no, there really is. He uses a little bit of wash on some of these to give it that effect. And it really is, when you look at this and the quote you just referenced, you do think of him being here in July and the way the river can look when the light hits it. And the, you know, and there's a hard midday sun. It's hard to believe when you look at these images. The sun ever made it through the smoke and the clouds.
What do people say when they come to see the exhibit now?
I think people are entranced by this sense of Pittsburgh yesterday and Pittsburgh today, and what the city looked like and how it's changed over time, and yet how its basic environmental features have stayed the same. You know, we still are defined by our rivers and by our hills.
Is anybody horrified by the plumes of gray and white smoke?
You know, so far nobody said that. I think the way the smoke is handled in these images, it makes it very much a defining factor. We forget what that meant in terms of, you know, the fallout from it, that pollution, what it meant to people who lived in the city, what it meant to the environment around the city. But it really is, in a sense, I see Oakley tying in some of this work where he shows you this smoke and this kind of backdrop of the city rising. This is what generates the wealth that creates the downtown that we know today. So, and has sustained this city even 100 years later, the wealth that was created from that smoke.
What do you think Oakley would think of the waterfront or this view today?
Oh, I think he'd be captivated by the fact that the human force in Pittsburgh continues to interact with the environment and to kind of create what we have today still very much shows the hand of man, even in its purity, where we've cleaned it and scrubbed it and changed it. I think he'd be fascinated by that. And I think harnessing the river to create that fountain that you see there at the point, I think he would love that interplay of water there.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
I've been speaking with Ann Matteros. She's the Museum Division Director at the Senator John Hines History Center in Pittsburgh. And we've been talking about a collection of drawings by the artist Thornton Oakley. They're on display here until March 22nd. And you can see some photographs of those drawings and more about Oakley at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.